This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Planned Parenthood affiliate headquartered in Seattle doesn't want to report abortion complications like other medical practitioners. They've gone to court to block a new Idaho law requiring that medical complications at abortion clinics be reported with patient anonymity. The law specifies medical occurrences like blood clots and infection and psychological conditions like depression, anxiety, and sleep disorders. Such reporting helps uncover trends in medical care that threaten public health. Attorneys for undercover investigator David DeLayden and the Center for Medical Progress are back in court. They want the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to recognize that the judge who volunteers for Planned Parenthood cannot impartially judge the case of DeLayden, who uncovered evidence of illegal profiteering at Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, abortionists are decrying the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court because the abortionists like patients having the freedom to have abortions and say Kavanaugh is a threat to that. A British mom with Down syndrome twins is encouraging moms to not give in to the fear pushed by so-called experts. Nardi Mejias says her kids bring great joy. They are not defined by their condition. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.